On the face of it, this would not be somebody anybody would want their daughters to marry. You know, he would be a no-go on a matrimonial side. But people adore him because he's a superstar and he's Salman Khan and he sometimes shakes his leg and dances for the masses.
Sandeep, thanks very much.
Thank you, David.
Sandeep Roy is a longtime commentator for Morning Edition. He is senior editor for the Indian publication First Post, and his new novel is called Don't Let Him Know. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agricultural industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 508 and a quarter, up 4 3/4. Soft May, 473, down 2 3/4. July, 482.5, up 3 1/4. May corn, 359 3/4, down 6 3/4. July, 362 3/4, down 4. December, 379, down 3 1/2. May beans, 980 3/4, down 9 3/4. July, 973 3/4, down 8 3/4. November, 950 1/4, down 5 3/4. May soybean meals, 315, down 260. May soybean oil is 32.44, and it's down 31 cents. June live cattle, 149.82.5, down 40. May feeders, 214.95, up 45. And May lean hogs, 80.17.5, down 17.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Interesting what we've been seeing in the last several trading sessions, and that is many rallies in what has been a downward trend generally. So we're going counter trend. Are those trends beginning to lose steam or not?
Well, when you look at the technical indicators, especially on corn and wheat, the downward momentum is definitely slowing. And that doesn't mean that the market can't move lower, but usually what it means is that we need to go into a period of consolidation or have a short covering rally to kind of unwind some of that oversoldness of the market before it can move lower. Now, soybeans has actually been rallying. I mean, if you look at, I know the futures doesn't show up maybe quite as clearly as the cash market, mm-hmm. but we have had a nice little recovery in soybeans over the past 3-4 weeks. So soybeans are probably more vulnerable to downside correctional pressures because of the rally. But, you know, it's the time of year. We're planting the crop. We made tremendous progress last week. I think the traders are probably anticipating that corn plantings could be 75% or 70% or better mm-hmm. by Monday. So the corn planting is very timely. Soybeans are going to be timely. We do have a rain system now kind of marching across the corn belt. We'll have to see how much rain that actually results in, because there is a lot of dry areas, especially in the north and the west of the Corn Belt. But when you're at this time of year, it's kind of hard to get the market to do anything but, you know, drift lower. But I guess I'm kind of in the opinion that a lot of the bearishness of a potential big crop is pretty well priced into the market, and I guess we'll get a confirmation of that once we see USDA's supply-demand numbers that they come out with next Tuesday and how the market reacts to those numbers.
I thought maybe on December futures, Tuesday's spike low maybe punched out a low that we might see maybe that could hold all the way to pollination season.
Well, it could. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if at some point in time as bearish as the trade has been, that this market maybe just goes flat until we get into the pollination season. And then if we would begin to have problems, then the market then would try to put a premium in it. If not, it would probably just stay sideways until we begin to see, you know, until we get a real number, which will come out in that August. But the stocks report on June 31st and the planted acreage numbers are going to be key numbers. But what, you know, what actually killed the corn market was that stocks number that was released there on March 31st. That pretty well pulled the legs out from underneath any kind of potential rally in corn unless we get into a major severe weather scare down the road. Now, that June 31st report could unwind that, mm-hmm. and maybe we don't have quite as much corn around as what we think, but for now, it is what it is, and we do have adequate supplies of corn, and the corn is going into in the ground very timely, so it's going to be real hard to get anything going on the upside. But with that said, it is terribly oversold, and you could get a good technical bounce going at some point in time to kind of blow out the shorts. Remember, Chicago is all about commissions, and there a lot of times they find reasons to turn commissions, and the only way you're going to get commissions turned at this point is to have a rally.
I thought that old crop demand for exports was pretty decent, and that's probably a timely conversation to have given that we've now made a new low for the current move in the dollar.
Well, right. I think, you know, the export sales were very respectable, but they're not something that you would want to jump up and down on, and that's what the market needs at this point. And I do like the, you know, if you want to be bearish to the dollar, the chart pattern and the price action is there, and it kind of signals that the dollar is going to go back to the 90 level, and that would be, you know, that we had a high up around 100, so that would be, you know, 10,000 points down or 10 points down, depending mm-hmm. on which, where you want to put the decimal point. And that's a significant decline, and actually I think that is going to continue, and I've thought for some time that that would be a supportive feature at some point in time down the road for ag commodities, but we've got to first get the crop grown, and then we'll start talking about demand. But right now, the trade is focused on supply and raising a crop.
Let's turn our attention then to soybean futures, and in that July chart with the price action today, I suppose you could say, well, or early last week, and then again yesterday, we're close to punching out around the $10 mark, but we can't seem to get the oomph to go there. So we're still pretty much in a sideways pattern?
Yeah, but I look at I did a technical piece here a couple weeks ago, and I think that's still in place. When you look at the lead futures contract, there is what we call a broadening bottom formation in soybeans. And what that is a reverse triangle.
Okay.
You have a series of higher highs and a series of lower lows. So that chart by itself does say that there's a potential anyway for soybeans to poke out that $10 level, but don't necessarily have the fundamentals at hand to do that. But it does suggest that a pop above 10 should not be surprising to anybody when you look at it from a technical perspective.
If we get a pretty stout pickup over the next several months in back-end new crop beans demand, might it have enough impetus to push the July up?
Probably not, because most of your demand at this point, I do know that we did sell some pretty good old crop beans here today, but a lot of those beans are probably going to eventually maybe be rolled into new crop. So the potential, other than maybe a squeeze during deliveries and nobody can really participate in that, the potential is probably still more so in the new crop month and what size of crop we're going to have in new crop.
All right. Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn is 359¾, down 6¾. July, 363¼, down 3½. December, 379½, down 3. May beans, 982¼, down 8¼. July, 974¾, now a half, down 8. November, 951¼, down 4¾. May soybean meal, 315.80, down 180. May soybean oil, 32.44, down 31. And May soft wheat, 4.73, down 2¾. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.